Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts tonight. The other one's Rob. Let's bring him in. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you? Wonderful.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think you said my name. Right? I'm bringing in the other host.
Yeah.
Or maybe you didn't, I missed it, but it sounded like, yeah, I'm not...
Perhaps.
I don't even have a name.
Yeah, well, you know.
So can I be anyone tonight?
Maybe.
I can make up my own name?
Sure.
Great. Well, so how are you doing tonight?
I said great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We have a free reading night tonight, and kind of
yes, we do.
Talking a little bit of paranormal and offer some readings for some great psychic readers. So I'm excited for that. And
yep,
it's been an eventful week, and I'm excited to get out and investigate again. I miss it. It's been it's been not too long, but it's been long enough.
Mhm. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's been a hot minute. And I know we have some new devices we're gonna be investigating with and stuff. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I don't know if I have anything new, but yes.
Yeah, we have stuff new coming into Live Paranormal Headquarters. And now we just have to find the time to get out there and put it to test.
Truth. That would be good.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't had a free reading night in, I guess, a good month. And it's something to give back, and I think people rather enjoy it. We had a really big turnout of people looking for a free reading tonight, which I can imagine someone who would want a free reading. So I guess maybe that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, I don't know. I think that, you know, it's all with the free reading night. We do have a lot of, you know, we work with psychics, and these psychics we have tonight, I know we've called them on our investigation, so we use them, you know, quite often. And last week we had talked to Morgan about his work with psychics, and you know, he was rather impressed by the stories that we had told, you know, especially with the Lisa. And I don't think we told her, did we? I know I didn't.
I haven't talked to anybody. I've just been working, and I had today off. I went and slept all day, and I was almost late for my dentist appointment because I was still sleeping. Lucky for me, it's like 10 doors down, so I made it.
Good. And it worked out well
uh-huh.
for you. Wait, you're talking, so that's
yeah.
It.
I am. Yep.
That's why I was a little bit
quite
nervous.
Pleased.
Because we know scheduling dental appointments at days of shows sometimes could be a hindrance to speaking.
Hey, it was my first day off in a million years.
I'm pretty sure I actually had dental, like surgery, the day of a show and still try to spit out a show. So I'm not hating on the idea because I've done it. I'm just glad that, you know, you're comfortable in speaking.
Yes. It's always a plus. It helps
yeah.
when you're doing radio, to be able to speak.
It does, because sign language is not as easy to use.
When you're doing radio.
When you're doing audio only.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of radio and podcasting, our live show and our podcast will now be available to download on Amazon Prime starting, I believe, next week.
Moving
so
on up.
If you have an Amazon account, which I don't know as many. I mean, even my parents who are like, my dad is like.
I was
going to
say, unless you live under a rock, you have probably have an Amazon account. Like, I even made one for my grandma who has since passed away so she could enjoy her books on Kindle. By the way, anyone who has trouble seeing, the large print books on the Kindle are far less expensive than the ones that are printed. So there's a little freebie, a little tip. Get them to your Kindle and put it on max-sized font. You can then enjoy your books at, like, not even half the cost. It's, like, so crazy, the amount of money that we saved. And the space that we saved, quite honestly.
Wait.
Books take up a lot of room.
You can buy a large print book, like a hugely large print book. So like a 200-page book then would be like 600 pages? Is that how that works?
No, they're not quite that big, okay? They're not the size that the person that I know you're referencing could read, but
right.
Hence why the Kindle now coming like I think in possibly even 10 inches is a big help.
Wow, because I thought maybe it was like chapter one, and that was it. Then, like, the next page.
It kind of is like that, though. It makes a very small book seem like a very large book. But I have my grandma's Kindle. I was given that. It was actually specifically given to me, which is funny because a lot of times it was linked to my credit card, so I bought a lot of books that I'll never read. My grandma likes romance novels.
Are they actually large?
I'll never read them.
Or are they books that
you make them large, essentially. So, like, you know, if you go to buy a large print book, they're a lot of times hardcover, and they're literally to the tune of like $25 a pop. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So I introduced my grandmother to the electronic age with some resistance at first, but then it became a staple of her day. Okay. It was like, where's my Kindle? You know, she had to have it with her and she would read her books because then I could get them for far less money. I mean, I'm talking like $4, $6, $10. And she could change the size of the font on the Kindle device.
You know, was she able to do that by herself, change the size?
She was able to do that by herself. I talked her through it. What we did to be able to guide her through anything that she needed, because we, you know, live about an hour away from each other when she was living, was that I got the same exact Kindle. So then I could walk her through how to do it. It was awesome because I have a lot of time. That's a lot of time. I'm guiding my parents now in, you know, all things technological. And let's just say if my grandmother were still with us, I would probably opt to ask her to get on the phone because I could guide her much easier than I can my mom and dad. I love you, mom and dad, if you're listening. But I didn't tell you how to do it, so you're probably not.
Yeah, that's what I go through on a daily basis. And you know, I had a funny story, which is not too funny. So I work in a family office. It's myself and my dad. We had an assistant, but she will not let us come to the office if she's there because of COVID. Still.
Okay, how does that exactly
work? I don't know. If any of them are listening, then they know I talk about them. I've known them all.
Well, if they're listening, I'm just going to give a little speech here.
Go for it.
I have to do this in my work. You know, sometimes you have an employee who, you know, you might you don't realize is your, let me say it again, employee. Okay. So therefore, do not be afraid to tell your employee that they are your employee and they're not your boss.
Well, yes. And the thing that also
so there you go.
I'm kind of throwing myself in the joke here too. So, you know, me and technology, I'm a 50-50.
You're just as bad.
I'm,
God, if everyone you
know,
provided,
I gave screwed. Myself a 50-50. Come on. I gave myself like I'm half good, half bad. Got to give me.
You
okay,
don't
maybe,
even Google
maybe
yourself. You can't even Google yourself. You ask me to do it for you.
Okay, so maybe I'm like at a 20% functionality. But the problem
But compared
is,
to
okay,
them, you're 120. I got it.
Yes. I'm like light years. I'm like the computer guy.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry for them. Oh.
Well, the thing that is kind of interesting is we have a security where our Wi-Fi and everything changes every 30 days automatically. But we do not, I do not know how that happens. Like, I don't know where that password's sent. I think it's sent to my assistant, and she does not come into the office anymore. So then, like, on that 30th day,
where
all of a sudden we're screwed. Yeah, we're, like, screwed because we have no idea what the passwords are. And then we have computer passwords that change. So there's times I can't even get into the computer because that's changed. And I don't even know how that works. I didn't even know it was humanly possible. But the funny story was is we have one like giant screen computer, and that's the one my father uses, and he has bum eyes, so or bad eyes. So it's at like 1,000%. Like there's like six words per like before you have to scroll, and that was the only computer I could get in to. So I got into my email, and my email is black. Like I have a default setting is black. And I signed out, and I came back home, and he called me. He's like, now my freaking email is black. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's right. He's like, I can't read, I don't know what to do. And it turned out that, like, I just didn't log on to my email correctly, and he had thought that his email turned black because I use his computer. And so he was, like, all upset because he's like, no,
you're breaking up.
Basically, my email was still signed in, and he was looking at my email, but he couldn't make out the words because it was black with white writing.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go all the way back in the office and just press sign out and sign him back in.
All the way. Oh, God, you act like it's so far. If I have to go all the way back to the office, I'm in the car for over an hour. One way. You've got, like, what, how many minutes?
Nikki laughs at me because she's been to my general area, been to my area, my office and everything a couple times. And she knows that I live within like a 2-mile radius of everything that I need.
Yeah. So everyone hold their sympathy to the end because I'm sorry. That's just, I can't feel sorry for you having to go all the way back to the office.
If I hit
inconvenient,
the
right track,
it's about
four, sure, it's inconvenient, but like it's not going to take a tank of gas, okay?
No, and it's like when I always say, "Well, I got to go pick up or drop some off at the kid's school or something." She's like, "Can you walk it?" I was like, "I could probably walk it, but it's not the point."
Uh-huh.
You know, so
yeah,
I guess my complaints fall on dead or deaf ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Often.
They do. Mm-hmm.
It's still traumatic. Yeah. It's just traumatic to me.
Oh, so traumatic. Ooh. Okay.
I don't know how we got into large print and technology. Oh, Amazon. Yeah, so I don't know how it all works, but
you don't
Amazon
say technology
is,
wizard.
I am the tech guy. So the way I read it is that Amazon is now offering, they're coming out with their own podcasting system through Amazon Prime. and they were taking submissions. I submitted, and we got accepted. So our show will now be offered through Amazon and Amazon Prime. I'm assuming where they'll have a little podcasting logo or something where you can go get that starting. I think next week they're opening it up. So.
Gotcha.
So that's where we'll be on. I think I'll get the exact date. So I'm probably saying next week is probably like 2021. I don't know, but apparently they're offering all new podcasting systems, and we were lucky enough to qualify.
Good.
There's a little bit of red tape and other things I got to get through, because I do not know if, you know, the majority of our syndicates, as in all of our syndicates, they just pick up our podcast when it's done. So as soon as we're finished with this show, it'll get nationally syndicated through all the big time outlets like iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Podcast. Now, I believe through Amazon, we actually physically had to submit each episode. Which takes a little more
time. That's a pain in the ass.
It is, but if it does increase our...
You'd think, though, with the technology that they, you know, they were even, like, sending crap to people's houses using drones. You'd think that they could get their program a little bit more advanced here. I'm just saying.
Well,
like, I'm a little disappointed at their lack of technology.
Here's the thing. Now, it's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes there are shows that you probably would not want syndicated as a network. And with this new layout, with the way of submitting each show, it might work better because you could actually go back and pick shows that you do and don't want to have on the system.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
So, you know, you could have a show that was amazing back from 2016. I know we had a big year that year. I'm just making it up. I don't even know what I was talking about. But I'm sure we had one. I'm sure there's like, there's got to be one or two.
Sure, we had some awesome stuff.
Yeah. So we could go back, and, you know, upload those.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, for example, this show started out rough. We're like, hey, that was really stupid. You know, our part of it. So let's not upload that. So I guess there is the pros and cons to uploading it by yourself.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we'll be on Amazon Prime.
Yay.
So that's good.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, so I think when we we'll have to. I think Lisa is on now, so let's bring her on. Let's tell her the news about last week's show, because I don't think we talked to her.
Let's bring her.
I know I haven't. If it's not Lisa, then
Lisa.
Lisa.
Nikki.
Hello,
what up?
Lisa.
Oh, hi, Rob. Get your keys
back.
Are we
supposed to call you the purple Dahlia? Not.
Okay, Lisa, the purple Dahlia, not your average medium. Is that better?
She did it. She's got it.
Yeah.
Eureka.
So, I don't know if for today I just go
yeah,
with
she's
just
got
Lisa.
It. Shut up, Rob. She's got it. Just stop talking, Rob.
Quick before I mess it up again.
It was good.
She got
it. It was good, but I don't know why.
It
was just like, I was like, hey, let's bring Lisa on. I enjoy like stressing the knot and saying, you know, the whole thing, because that's just the way I roll. Not your average medium. I'm like one of the few people that I actually call my friends that I've had some friends for like 30 years.
Not.
I make like a face. It's got a face. But I actually call my friends like by their first and last name.
You practice in front of the mirror? Do you practice in front of the mirror?
No, I use my handy dandy new microphone.
But
it's
no.
But we haven't figured it out yet.
Oh.
And I think after this evening, I think Rob's not going to leave me alone with technology again.
No, it worked out.
Oh,
you know,
God,
you know
if you're going to him for technology, God help your soul.
No, he just said, go ahead. Here are the keys. I'm going to go. And I was oh, no, here we go. Something bad's going to happen. It did.
Well, we had two posts out there, such a big response. There was, between the two posts, over 100 people wanted free readings tonight. And I was like, Lisa, why don't you pick them out tonight? She's like, all right. And then you sent it to me like in a different fashion than we normally get them, which was fine. I didn't mind. But then, of course, like Nikki gets on the line like around 20 after. She's like, what the hell is this? And I was like, uh-oh.
I sent him a picture because I didn't really look at the names. I just kind of went doot, 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 and that was it. That's how it all started.
Hey, whatever works.
Then I said,
I have it all written down.
Her response, she was like, what the F did you do tonight? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I had Lisa help. We picked them out. She's like, wow. Such a shame.
Blames it all.
But I didn't
hey,
get
I
all
apologize. I apologized. I put a post up on the page saying, you know, if you were chosen, please go directly to the Live Paranormal page and message the page messenger. I'm just
if
the hired help. Well, I'm just the help.
I've just been asleep all day. It's been beautiful.
Isn't it nice when you can do that?
Well, the only thing that bothered me was, you see, my youngest is home today, and we did a whole room swap here. Everyone has different rooms now, and I am next to him. And he was talking on his Xbox with his friends. And talking is an understatement. Let me rephrase
you mean
that.
Talking?
Screaming. Yes, screaming. And literally did a earth-shattering, somebody's being killed scream. I don't know how anybody plays with him on this thing. Right? And I literally opened the door. And I walked in and I said, the next time I have a day to sleep, I'm disconnecting the beep internet. And I walked back to my room and I went back to sleep. Needless to say, he apologized later and begged me to please never turn the internet off.
I can relate to that only because many times I've gone in, and of course it's the same kids that they hang out with that's on the microphone, and they're like, hi Lisa, and I'm like, don't hi Lisa me. Can you sense
exactly
what I'm saying to my voice so I don't have to have this conversation? Like, we're sorry. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, he's got headphones on, so I have no idea the trash that they're talking about me, which is probably best because I'd probably threaten their lives. But, boy, they must have caught me saying some funny things because I don't hold back, as we all know. And let's just hope that they all have headphones, too. Otherwise, their parents probably won't let them come over to play.
Well, look, you have to stay secure at home now, and you have to get an education at home now. And as long as they use the word correctly, I'm not going to cause them any foul, because if they used it correctly, then they got
Thank
the message.
You.
Exactly.
And if they're able to pick it up from you and then use it in a sentence that makes sense, my job here is done. I've done a good
That's
job.
That's how I was raised. That's what my mom
yep,
said. But you didn't use it right. Can't use the word again.
Yep.
I unfortunately had kids that could use it, articulate it, tell you if it was a noun, verb, adjective, and use it in many other colorful ways. And each one emphasizes a different point of the word.
Exactly. Poor Rob. He's got to emphasize every part of the word.
And so I got T everywhere now. We love you, Rob.
I'm like picturing.
He has no idea
what
to say. We've totally just made it.
Right. No, I got nothing. I've got nothing. And then I'm also thinking about her poor kid, because I've been on the other end of that kind of onslaught of words from her. It's not a pretty sight. It'll make you cry.
No.
It brings growth.
Uh-huh.
It will bring
me?
Growth into
just makes
their
you
neighbor.
Cry.
You mean me or Nikki? Because, like,
Nikki.
I think we're one and the same. Like,
I don't
yeah.
know. I think
we're totally, like,
heard.
We could be sisters, okay?
Yeah.
We can both
Road
sling
trip.
Them out real nice. Yep. I'm telling you.
God,
we make sailors flush.
Yeah, anybody that cuts us off, woo, bring a notebook.
Oh.
You're going to need it.
Exactly. And a bulletproof vest. Let's do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I wear sneakers a lot when I dress. Just saying.
Quite a
few people out there who might be listening know exactly who I am.
This is an actual true story. There was one time when we were driving to an investigation. She pulled, like, someone cut her off or something. It's just the onslaught of words was just insane. And I looked at her, and I'm like, you know, one day you're probably going to get me into some sort of, like, road rage fight or something, right? She looked at me and just kept saying, she goes, probably. And then just kept looking forward with, like, this nasty look on her face. I was like, okay. I'm pretty sure that'll happen because, you know, like, she's like,
I probably told you to shut the beep up.
You just looked at me.
Shut
you said probably. You know, and she's like yelling out the window. You want to play? You want to play with me, mother effer? And I'm like, oh my god. And who's going to? They're going to go after me.
I love you. Can't wait for the road trip. Woo!
I know it's going to be. It's going to be awesome.
And you know
Rob,
who they're going to go after?
And
Henny,
Jenna's going to
need
money for
bail. He's going
to
need money for bail.
Down.
That's a mistake because all that does is just ignite it higher.
Yes, exactly. It just makes the rage stronger.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, 99% of the time they're not going to go after the woman. They're going to go after the guy. So the guy sitting there is the one they're going to go after. So
not if she doesn't sound like a lady.
No, I still think that. Well, maybe it brings the percentage down to like 80%, but still they're going to go after the guy.
But,
so how does that stay on my toe? My toes.
I've made men cry.
I
want to
watch you stand
on
your toe.
I
make Rob cry daily. It's okay, Rob. Like, real men cry. It's okay.
I need a shirt like that. A pink one.
You do. You have a pink one.
Hey, you might want to mute me for a second because we're trying to hook something up to the thing. And yeah, I'll have colorful words so it doesn't go right. You've been warned.
All right, we'll mute her.
Okay.
Is she muted?
Okay, I muted her. I don't know when to unmute her.
I don't know. Maybe when she waves.
Technology.
Yeah.
Technology.
Well, you know what? You know what? They are going to potentially have a show that's just the two psychics tonight, themselves on Live Paranormal. So it's just kind of like she's trying out her, she mentioned trying out her new system and stuff. So I know she got a microphone and headphones and stuff. So it's, you know, it's good that we're getting this figured out now.
Okay. Well, let me know if I'm going to unmute her.
I don't know when I'm muted.
I don't know either.
Just kidding. When she waves.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. We can unmute her now.
Are you sure?
She waved. Yeah, no, she sent me a message. Just said you can,
okay.
You can unmute her.
Can I get a mute button for her?
Shut it
off. So you're back.
Husband's
you're back
so
live.
Funny.
You're
back.
Hi, hubby.
So this is my husband Scott. Scott, that's Nikki. She's my other half.
Hi.
You know when you go to put something into your phone to listen to your earbuds, the piece doesn't fit. So I don't know. It's above my pay grade.
My phone doesn't have one of those anymore, and I really am mad about it. I have to use Bluetooth all the time with my phone.
Yeah,
and I have a really bad situation with that. Well, that's like when I'm in the car, I dare anybody to call me because if I have the radio up, it will ring so loud that it could damage your soul, okay? And like if I'm on a conversation and I get to work and I hurry up and get off the phone and I don't turn the radio down, when I get back in the car, the radio, I don't know, I'm pretty sure my speakers have to be blown. It's so bad. It's so bad.
No, but
I'm pretty sure I've woken everyone up at Gettysburg.
When you get a really good song on, somebody calls you.
Yeah.
And then you can't get the song back on. Exactly.
What are you mad about?
You can never get
that.
Oh,
it was a good song. That was hilarious, man.
I know. I'm like,
song.
Why'd you call me? Why'd you call me now? Yeah. You know.
Like,
and it's always Rob, and I'm like,
road trip, we're all set. So I help everybody else.
I could have
exactly,
the best
and all the people who get in front of us.
I could call her
us.
With the best news, and if it's just the wrong timing, it would make no effect on her. Like, it would have no effect. I could be like, hey, I just won the lottery. We're going to go investigate
like,
for next year.
Care.
And you'd be
I'm
like,
busy.
Why did you call
care.
Me? I told you not to call me. You made my phone ring, and it was too loud.
Okay, Rob, listen, because my husband's going to tell you, I do the same thing to him.
Can I do it to you?
It's
okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, like we just won $10 million. You're like, I told you not to call me because my volume's up too loud. I'm like,
and then
okay.
I hang up.
Yeah.
Or never call me during a Cheap Trick song. And he's like, how would I know? Well, now you know.
Now you know what you did.
Or how
we can never get back there now.
Your 911 is turned to off. Do I need to know that every time I get in the car? Like, is that my last chance reminder?
Right.
We won't be able to
this
see.
Is your sign. That's like whatever.
Yeah. Like,
I don't need your help.
Yeah. What did you ever do for me anyways?
Right. It's the pain. The pain of our technology.
Rob, you sound very scared. What have I done?
As he should
I don't
be.
Know what I'm doing. Just wait it
so
out.
So how hot is it right now for you guys? It was like almost like 100 degrees here today.
Oh, it's hotter than hell.
Like 90
it feels like hell.
Like,
yeah. Like the breeze itself was enough to be like an oven.
Yeah, and then with these masks on, let me tell you something. It's literally, I'm very self-conscious because like I feel like I can taste my own breath and it must not be. I'm like, why did no one ever tell me? Dude, my breath must be bad. And people are like, your breath's not bad. And I'm like, no, I swear it has to be because I'm like suffocating myself with my own breath in this sauna and I'm dying and I'm not happy. Yeah,
which
that's
is
my
why,
life now.
Didn't you see the commercials? They say like, oh, have a mint before you put on your mask. So
yeah,
like
but
a dummy,
it wears
always-
off.
Yeah, but I always throw a piece of, like, gum in my mouth, and then I forget I have the mask on, and, yeah, I'm still doing it. You'd think I'd learn by now, but nope.
Blew a bubble, and it went bad.
Yep, it went right out the side. Mm-hmm. It was, like, flat tire.
I had a flat tire the other day at work. It was no fun.
Oh, sorry, Nikki.
Yeah, it sucks.
What else is going on with the paranormal from the other sites that you've gone to?
Oh, my
God. Because I've seen, like, a few things.
I have had some crazy, and I haven't told anybody, so this is my telling everybody now. I have had some crazy, weird shadow movement in my house. And when I was moving furniture around the other night, I was home by myself. No one else is here. It's just my dog. And my dog was actually just sitting on the couch doing her typical barking because I think she's going senile. And I kept seeing somebody in the hallway and to the point where I kept going out to look. But then last night I looked over and I swear there was someone in my garage and there wasn't anybody here. It was very strange.
Is this a tall
There's some
shadow,
strange.
Nikki?
Yeah,
the tall chef guy. Does he have the hat on still, or does he take the hat off now?
He's got no hat on, and it was like, it was so weird. The one time it was like he was kind of like crouching and coming through the hallway.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very weird.
He's
creepy. I don't know. Something's up. I think
so
I've disturbed the peace here.
You know that room you have with the dolls and things? So that room.
Yeah, they're in a different room now. Every room is rearranged. Now I'm in the closet that my son doesn't like.
Oh, you're in that room?
With the creepy
dog.
That
could be it. I know the closet one. Okay, so you need to go into the room where you put all the creepy, you know, paranormal attachment stuff.
Yep.
And you just need to make it clear that it's just a small change. If they don't like it, they can leave. So
right.
they either get on with moving on, or they get mm-hmm. with the program because it's your house, you're the queen, you rule.
Right.
That
I think they know the truth, though. My dog rules the house.
For the most part, they like your dog, but mm-hmm. there's one that your dog does not like. Like, she doesn't really care
yes.
for any of them. She just sort of respects the distance, but there's just one that always just wants to throw, like, another look. And anybody that
yes,
owns an animal always knows
up.
That. Yep. The dog, the cat, yeah. the bird, whatever you have for pet, always has to have the last word.
Yes, and she's constantly having the last word. But she gets her hair will stand up, and, like, she gets mad. You can tell when it's, like, affecting her largely. And sometimes she won't go in certain areas because of it. Like, it's messing with her. And that's when I give it a stream of those lovely profanities, and I'm so good at throwing into every sentence. And then, yeah. It's good times. I think Joni's here. Should we bring her in?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, sure.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Oh,
hi.
My goodness, what a week. What you guys
have
been having all this conversations and go-sees, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just had a skunk run in front of me about 10 minutes ago. Did you get the video, Lee?
I did. I couldn't play it because my husband's trying to plug something in or, I don't know, some technical, magical, I don't know, stuff.
Like, I don't know. Like, every time I get online, there's always a skunk that shows up or a bunny rabbit. Like, every time.
But is it
I hope that doesn't
time
mean
time
our show
you're
will stink.
Air? No, is it every time
no.
you're on air? Or only when you're dealing
no.
with me?
Only when I'm dealing with you.
Who?
Only.
Somebody
well,
loves
if you. Look
you.
At, if we talk a little bit about, like, when animals show up and it's significant to what you're going through in life, you know what I mean? So they say, like, if a skunk shows up, look to the attributes of a skunk. What is a skunk? Skunk is cocky.
Yeah.
He's gentle and kind, but he knows his worth.
He's cute.
He's like, yeah, I tell you to back off. You don't listen. I got, like, the battlefield here ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
But when you say skunk, I immediately go to flower, the skunk.
Yeah.
So
baby.
That's what
I got
think.
It.
So to me, they're cute. They're nothing more than, like, a kitty. But they
mm-hmm.
deserve respect. I swear, if chihuahuas could have the stink bug like they have, they would use it. They would use it.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, just always
so,
wondered, like, you know,
sure.
psychically, what does it mean? Every time I'm chatting with my girl, Lise, with my baby girl, I'm like, it's always the skunk that shows up. You know, and I'm like, that means we're ready to work. We're powerful. We know we are.
Well, my mother used to call me the Dr. Doolittle when I was younger because, I mean, most people just don't have stray ducks show up on their deck or their porch to come in. Squirrels, rabbits, like, you know, if it needed help, it seemed to find me.
I had
yeah,
wild turkeys
really
in my front porch when I was little. It was weird.
You had what?
Wild turkeys at the door. Like, my mom told me to go to the car, and I said, Mom, I can't. And they're not nice.
Yeah.
I grabbed an
no,
umbrella,
they're
and
they're
my
not,
mom's like, what is it
they're
raining?
They're not even cute.
I did shoot them all. No, they're ugly.
They chase you.
And
they chase you.
Yeah,
and they taste
mean.
Really good, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're very
well, I'm lucky
fast.
That's never happened to me. Across the street
yeah,
from
it was weird.
Kids elementary. There's a kids elementary school across the street, and only once. They had to shut the whole school down because three wild turkeys showed up in the yard. I never had to, thank goodness. But I heard they're pretty ugly and they're pretty feisty. So, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
yes, they are. They like
they
their
are.
Fights. Mm-hmm.
And they
actually,
creep
one of my
up
favorites.
On you when you're watering your garden. They, like, stalk you and they sneak up on you and then you get no place to run. You just drop the hose and run in the house. I mean, so I hear.
Right.
I think
that's
my
never happened
favorite
to you.
Videos of,
did you say they had to shut the school down?
Sorry,
you
what?
Said they had to shut the school down? Because they had three wild turkeys
yeah,
in the front yard.
They
that seems like
so
a lot crazy.
In the morning. Yeah, they called me at 11:30 in the morning. They're like, sorry, can we send the kids home? And I'm like, well, what happened? And there's, like, cop cars, you name it. Looked like, you know, something bad happened. And then I find out it's just three wild turkeys in the back of the field
okay.
had gotten into the schoolyard.
Are you ready for this? My kid had to stay at school longer. They kept them at school because a bull was loose. Because across from school is a butcher
Wait,
shop.
Wait, what?
And a bull. A bull.
Wait, what?
A bull.
A bull
got away from the butcher at the butcher shop, and they had to keep the kids in school longer. They couldn't release them for their buses or anything because there was a wild bull running around. I know. Only where I live could that be a thing. Yeah.
I'm like, she didn't just say what I thought. Yeah.
I know.
Yep, it was a what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
that
true
hilarious.
Story. It was hilarious. Yeah.
So
I think whenever I talk about turkeys, it brings me back to my favorite video. It was a guy who's sitting in a car and he's egging on the turkeys by going, and then they are all clucking at the same time. Nicole, I'm telling you, I've never stopped peeing myself laughing for more than 10 minutes watching this video. It like entertained me beyond. I was like, the stupidest things entertain me. I don't get it. But every time I hear turkeys,
you guys,
think of that video.
Have you seen the turkey video where a turkey died and one of them starts, like, pecking at it and then the rest of them are just walking in a circle around them?
No.
It is the weirdest thing, but, like, he's, like, trying to, like, tell his buddy, like, get up, and the rest of them are just like, no, he's dead, let's just chant.
Oh, my God.
Google it. I'm not making this up. Google it. I think it actually happened in Massachusetts, too. I think it was like Randolph or Stoughton or something. Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I just saw a falling star. Holy crap. That was
Yeah,
awesome.
Apparently there's going to
Sorry,
be a
guys.
Ton of them. I just saw that. There's going to
really?
Be a lot of
yeah.
them. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm standing outside because I know, like, when we do these reads, I get really excited and sometimes a little loud. So my family's like, if you're on the radio again, go outside. So I'm, like, out front, and I'm looking up, and I just caught it. And I'm like, oh, my God, did I just see that? That's cool.
Yeah, no, it was on my Google News. They were talking about there's going to be over 100 falling stars.
Okay, we've got to have people out there making
I don't know.
Wishes.
I'm trying to find it again, and now it's gone.
It sounds bad. It doesn't sound positive.
That's the new moment. There's been a whole bunch of energy shifts. I don't know about you, Joni, but I'm getting messages in a slightly different way now.
Yeah, mine's changed in the last 2 weeks. I don't know if you saw mine
okay,
in the live
yeah,
last
thanks.
Week when I had my friend on, Dan, and we were doing
yeah.
the reads, and I was like, wow, this is like coming in a whole different left field. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
well, you guys
want to
test
caller.
It out and see? We've got a caller who I picked
yeah.
to be first. All right.
Okay.
It's a 251 area code. All right. Let's bring them in. 251, you
right,
are live.
You.
Hello.
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 Who are we speaking with?
Regina.
Hey, Regina. How are you?
I'm great.
Have you ever been read before by a psychic medium, let alone two at the same time? But, you know, have you ever?
Never, ever.
Okay. You are steering the wheel of your life right now. It's essential that you stay positive about the changes you're making or considering, as that determines your destination. So this is like a warning from spirit to, like, pump your brakes.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure self-quarantining has not been enough time to pump your brakes, because I know that I could have painted every room 5 times by now. What decision are you trying to come to? Are you hesitating because you don't know whether to go left or right, or you're looking for, like, a solution of all of the above?
Probably all of the above.
Okay. It's never going to happen that way, just so you know. There's a reason why they call it, like, you know, a fork in the road, because you only got so many choices. But when you're looking for the option that isn't even there, then that means you need to go back and rethink it, or do a piece of paper and a pen and do, like, you know, pros and cons and really think about the bigger picture, because it seems that you're focusing on, like, the quickest results and you're not reaching beyond that, like some things, some jobs look really good on paper. And, like, you know, they say, oh, we cover this, 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 and then you get there, and then you find out you have to be working, like, 80 hours a week. They didn't put that in the ad. So I just want you to, well, and they do. That's why I tell everybody, make sure you get the big picture of it. Even the silliest questions, like, you know, well, is there overtime? Approximately how much overtime? Is there room, you know, to be promoted? Because sometimes, what do they call it, like a bait video or something where they give you something that looks really good on the outside of the video, but then when you click on it, it has nothing to do with that. It's like, you know, they're trying to...
Clickbait.
Clickbait. Clickbait, that's it. And if they were just honest, I think employment would be a little bit easier if they were just honest. Oh, we need a secretary this and that. You get there and they have you doing everything from scrubbing the floors to, you know, the bathrooms. And you're like, my sponsor said, yeah. So I just want you to pump your brakes, take a look at it. And if you're still hesitant within the next week about which decision to make, I want you to go back to the beginning and then start just separating it. But you have to think long term and not short term.
Okay. Right.
Does that make sense to you, honey?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Also, what is the deal with your vehicle?
I don't know.
Well, this could be coming up. This might not be like tonight, tomorrow. It might be like a week from now. But I want to say you're going to hear some sort of noise and you're not sure where it's coming from. It doesn't happen when you just start the car. It feels like it's 5 minutes into driving it. Just try to roll down the window or have somebody come with you when you're driving and then try to narrow it down. Because I want to say a lot of times the mechanics know the noises, like when you call and go, well, it's hissing at me. They know exactly what that is, where we would know. But it just feels like it's going to, like you wait for it, nothing happens. Now, when you're now distracted by driving, then it happens. Then you go to listen again, then there's nothing. It feels like it's like 5 minutes in from the drive.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like it's an expensive piece. It's just kind of an annoyance because you have to get to the piece. So it feels like it's going to be under $500. I'm hoping it's not going to be any more than $100. But mechanics vary, and... because there's not a lot of work, they're raising their prices, I hear. So that's what I got for you. Do you have any questions specifically for me or Joni?
No,
before I
don't think so.
Before I hand you over to Joni? Okay. She's all yours, Joni.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I've got to talk about a recent passing, someone just leaving this earth plane. Did you understand that? Hello?
Not recently.
Okay, because this feels like it's a male energy, and he just wants to apologize for leaving so abruptly. He's like, it wasn't planned. He wasn't planning to leave. And then he's talking about a university or higher learning. Did you understand that?
No.
Okay. One of the things I got to talk about is with all of this connecting here, he's saying that you're really good at finding lost things or working and reading between the lines, being the detective. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Is this your grandfather? Because I feel like this is an older gentleman, and he's making me feel like there's something today he's got to talk about. So if his passing wasn't recent, then maybe the anniversary of his passing's coming up.
Yeah,
but I do feel like it's a female that is going to transition soon. This would be not family. This would be somebody more like a friend. Because I feel like she's really tired. She's asking for rest. She's asking to rest. So I'm not sure yet who this is, but it's almost like she's asking permission to go. So I don't know if this is somebody who's recently just passed or is soon going to be passing, but it's almost like spirit's trying to prepare you because they're saying that they're sending you signs and symbols through dreams. Have you recently had a change in the way that you've been dreaming in the last several weeks?
No, I never dream.
Okay. pay attention, because I'm feeling like this is something that's going to be coming up very soon for you, and it's their way of trying to, like, let you know that this person will be leaving soon, and they don't want you to feel like it's a loss, but rather just a transition. Do you know what I mean? They're like, build the bonds of relationships strong, because even after in transition, those relationships last. Okay?
Okay.
Normally, I don't like doing future stuff like that, but I just feel like this elderly male who's coming in, he's just really wanting to comfort and soften things for you. I'm not too sure, but he's very proud of the fact, like, so Lisa talked a little bit about looking into things. It's more like reading the fine print, checking things out. It's the same kind of thing that I'm getting through him. How do you connect with Georgia? There's something in Georgia.
No,
I'm not
Georgia.
Okay, I'm not sure why, but I'm being shown the GA, and I think that's the American sign for Georgia, or is it something else? You know, when you abbreviate a state, the name GA? Like, I'm in Canada, so I'm not too sure, but I keep seeing GA, and it's a state. So I'm assuming it's Georgia, right?
It is Georgia.
Yeah, that would be Georgia. Yeah.
Okay, so for whatever reason it might be, he's bringing up the GA as something symbolic. I just don't know how this fits for you, but I feel like this is all going to connect for you. This is all going to, like, kind of fall into place. Do you have a friend right now who's, like, currently going through hospice care or in the hospital?
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
Joni, what does
the
angel Gabriel have to do with this? Because I keep hearing them tell me about
messages.
The angel Gabriel.
Yeah,
they're
bringing in messages. Yeah, it's the same one that I got earlier. So I'm just not sure how this fits. I just know, like, this is something I got to share with her. So there's going to be also, and this is the last thing that I'm getting here, there's going to be a little boy who's just, like, under the age of 3 that carries an open door to spirit world. Because they're showing me, like, he points and talks and shows things about seeing spirit. And it's a little boy. He's got to be like 2-3 years old, because he's just now walking, like, more sure-footed. You know what I mean? He's not toddling anymore. He's a little more sure on his feet. And he's got very light-colored brown hair, almost like the sandy blonde-colored hair. So I'm not sure how this connects, but I hope that this is something that will help you. And if anything, please message us back later and let us know how this did connect for you.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
Is there anything that you wanted to ask me?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Regina.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nikki, apparently a few of the people that won are saying that they're having issues. The phone saying that cannot be completed. Isn't that because it's busy?
I'm not sure.
Me
Some people
either.
Gotten through, because I've got people in here.
Okay. Yeah, we have a full line here, so
we have a
maybe
full board.
That's
what I figured it was.
Yeah.
Just the ghost.
Yeah.
It could be the
Shall
ghost.
Shall we go one to the next?
Here is meant to be there. Yes. Please.
Go.
All right. All right. It's a 570 area code. I'm going to bring them in live. 570 area
code. I got
live.
Mountains with them. Yeah. I'm picking up mountains with this 57. Is it 575?
570.
570. Okay. Yep. I don't know why I'm picking up mountains with this right off the hop.
Oh. I know this sounds crazy, but it's not letting me turn to that page, and it's fighting me. Okay, I got it. Oh, feels like a full moon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, you're really breaking up, dear.
Barbara?
I didn't. Barbara.
Barbara, yeah.
Can you guys hear her? She's really breaking up.
It seems like it's like a whisper. I've heard EVPs that were louder, so I don't know what's wrong.
Uh-oh.
Is she there? Does she want? Should she hang up and call again, and we'll move on to somebody else?
Yeah, she wants to try to call back in.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. All right, we'll go. We'll do one in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we're going to do a 7:08 in the meantime until she can get back in. So 7:08, you are live.
7:08. Like I said, I have a page. Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you tonight?
Going along.
Oh, no. It doesn't sound like you're having fun right now. Okay.
It's kind of emotional, that's all.
Okay.
Is the mail that... There is a mail here for her. There's actually a few people here for her. Wow, that's incredible. I just jumped right in.
Okay. Take a breath. Take a breath, Janet. Take a breath. For your area code, it says you are fully supported in financial and other ways in following your dreams. Now, is there a specific area you want us to look into? Because I sort of have a feeling that this is something to do with somebody's passing.
How long ago?
I want 5 years.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yes.
Yes.
Less than 5 years. Yeah.
Okay, Shannon, breathe, because I'm feeling. I'm picking up on all your energy, and I just need you to calm down and just either count to three, because it's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be okay.
This is who Archangel Gabriel's coming in for. It's her.
Okay.
Okay, it's coming in for her. Because I feel like this is somebody who, I don't know if this is her son, but I've got to talk about there being a plaque and memorial, and he's like, Mom, I want you to know I made it. I'm okay, and I love you. I love you so much. He's like, Mom, I hear you every night. And he goes, I want you to envision I'm taking the broken pieces of your heart and I'm trying to help you mend it. He's like, I know my death was unexpected or sudden, and I'm so sorry. Is your father on the other side?
Thank you so much. Pardon?
Sharon, is your father on the other side?
My father is there. And... My other son is there too.
He's like, I came to collect him. And he's making me feel that his passing was sudden to the point where people didn't know what to do. They were rushing, trying to help. And he's like, Mom, I want you to know. And he keeps talking about a balloon release or releasing of something. And he's like, and that is when my soul left. Okay.
Oh, that.
Like,
the balloon release was a few years ago.
That's
oh
when
my
his
God.
Soul departed, okay? So he wants you to know the day of the balloon release, he's like, you felt an immense pressure in your chest, and I could feel the amount of grief. He goes, it was like a releasing. He goes, and that is when my soul departed. He goes, I want to thank you for the immaculate and beautiful, immeasurable love that you've given me over my life, my short life. He's like, I can't
well,
thank
sure.
you enough
he was 40.
For the woman that you are. To him, it's not enough time, right?
No, it wasn't enough time for me either. No, it wasn't.
He's making me feel like he hears you talking to him through the gravestone.
I'm just going to say that, because he hears you all the time, Mom. He does.
Yeah. I hope so.
Now
he's like, stop asking to come home. He goes, it's not your time yet. Stop asking.
Yeah.
He's like,
cause don't
rush. You need the time there. There's someone else there. You're there to help. And you would understand this, right?
Yeah. His sister.
There's someone else here. And he's like, you have to be there for them. You cannot. Because he's telling me he hears you asking, like, God, can I just be with him? Can't I just be with him? He's like, Mom, you have to stop asking that, because honestly, you are meant to be here in the physical. You're meant to be here to help. There's so much more for you to do. He goes, you know, God doesn't give this to anyone but his strongest soldier, right?
Yeah, I gather that. Yeah, I realize that.
He's like, did you not notice the butterflies I sent you and the dragonflies? Do you not notice them at the window?
Not lately. The windows in my house, if anything would come, it might, if I did see it, it might be
the He just showed me a kitchen. He's like, the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
You know,
there is
Mom.
A picture in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. That is his way of validating that he is here, Mom. Okay?
Oh, my
Are
God.
Are you getting goosebumps? Because he's hugging you. He's hugging
oh
you. Your
God.
Son is hugging you. He's like, Mom, can't you feel me?
Oh.
Mom, why don't you try to do like a little altar, a memorial garden or something, something that helps you connect but also helps you sort of helps the mourning for him. Because not that this is ever going to be, you can't ever say like, oh, I'm over, because we know better. We know better.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Stuff that means stuff to you, to him. So whether it be painting rocks, or collecting seashells and putting them around like a nice rose bush or something, you know, where you can sit there and have conversations with him, because he hears you and he is responding. But to be
mm-hmm.
honest, like every son treats their mother, because mine does the same thing, they worry about us.
Oh,
yes.
He was very protective over me, and I didn't realize that until he was an adult. I honestly did not realize that. And I asked him when I thought about it and recognized it, and he said, oh, yeah, he was very protective over me.
Now,
concerned of your heart.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, like, I'm trying not to freak you out, but he stands beside your bed at night, and he's stroking your forehead because he's really concerned about that heart. So through the meditation and just, you know, meditation can be in any form, gardening, swimming, the Om, whatever you decide that fits for you. It's a way for you to calm yourself, open up your mind so that you can communicate better with him. But he hears you, honey. He's not going to leave your side. He needs you to slow down because Joni's right, it's not your time. But he'll be there when your time comes. He will.
Good.
Come on now. He won't even leave you now. But he'll be there when it is your time. So don't rush it, okay?
I won't.
He's like, Mom,
I do
it. The only way that I can be at peace is when I know that you have finally been able to let go of the sadness. And I want you to feel joy, because now I'm in a place where I no longer feel pain. I'm no longer concerned or worried. He's like, my focus and drive now is just to be your guide, your helper. He goes, so let me help you in the process of letting go of the grief and moving forward and stepping into the light of love, happiness. He wants
sure
you to know
he's
at perfect peace.
I do have one question.
Sure, absolutely.
Has he met up with his brother yet?
Oh yes. His brother was waiting
at
the front door, because I don't know where he was when he passed, but he makes me feel that when he came out of his body, there was an elderly man, I think it's your father, and then when he proceeded to leave the dwelling, because I only see the front door, it was at the front door that a younger male was standing there and smiling.
Oh, that makes
Mom,
me so happy.
Listen, they're like Mike and Ike up there, okay? So
he's got him in a headlock, and he's not 40 anymore. He's back to 18.
Yeah.
He's just letting me tell you that.
Worry about everybody else that comes in contact with them. They like to roughhouse. They do like to roughhouse.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, you have no idea how happy you
He's like,
me.
Mom, I'm going to come to you in the next couple of days while you're sleeping. He goes, and you're going to see a vision of me when I was very little, the last time that you had a fond memory of me. Where I was very little, and I'm going to be running to your arms. Because I want you to take that as validation that that's me. I'm still your little boy.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. After he passed, I just figured, well, both my boys are there, and I just hope they became the best of friends.
They are.
Oh,
they are.
Listen,
albeit your son now has the other one in the headlock, but
yeah, I was just gonna say they beat the crap out of each other. You wouldn't know it from the outside that they love each other, but they love each other,
yep.
And they're still like competing with each other, like trying to one up and like, no, well, I stood beside her bed. Yeah. Well, I was with when she was at the doctor's. I was sitting on the couch trying to keep her calm. Like, it's a nonstop thing. So, yeah, there's a lot of love, but I want to say they're fighting for the bigger toaster. And, the acknowledgement from mom, like, well, mom knows that I loved her more. And it's like, we don't pick favorites.
Everything I've read and know about, passing on and everything, it always comes back to that we go back to our prime.
Yeah.
Vince
absolutely
was an infant. He was three and a half hours old when he passed away. That was 50
Aww.
Years ago. Dave was 5 years ago. And
I think
it was like
one of them is... Sorry, go ahead.
I just if Dave's got, if my youngest son had to go, it's like, well, I hope you meet up with your brother. That was the most important thing to me.
They did. And that's why I think they're making up, like what Lisa was saying, they're making up for the sibling rivalry that they didn't yet get to have, because I see them just like Lisa's seen them where they're wrestling with each other and they're like, oh, no, I'm the favorite. No, I'm the favorite.
Or that
this is why I think your son is trying to show you.
There are no favorites. I just didn't have enough time with either of them.
Even if they live to 75, 110, you're never going to have enough time with your son. Let's be honest. We're mothers.
Oh, that's true.
We feel
that's
the
true.
Same way. Like, we feel that we do. We really do feel the same way. But your boys have, I can't even, the only thing I have is my sons do the same thing to me. Like, if I don't answer the phone fast enough, well, what was wrong? It's like, I'm fine. And I always tell them, I don't get my revenge. And like how I'm like, because when I cross over, I'm going to be skinny and wearing a bikini. That's how I'll bring you along. So.
And then they'll probably say, Mom, no, don't do that.
That's right.
But that's the great thing about it. When we cross over, we get our loved ones back.
Oh,
and it's like
it's
like we never missed a beat.
And I think that's why you wanted to make sure you see him coming to you as a little boy running into your arms. Right? He just wants you to know he's still your little boy.
Yes. Oh, I cannot thank you enough.
Oh, honey, the
privilege.
Yeah, the privilege is all ours, honest. This is why we have abilities, is to help others.
I've always, in investigating in that and doing paranormal for over 20 years. And a lot of it can be validated, but yet there's certain things that can be debunked. I've never met you people. I've just recently been listening to Live Paranormal, so obviously you don't know me from the man in the moon. And this, you telling me this, that validates that I know you actually saw what I was hoping you'd see. And thank you so much.
Well,
the privilege is all ours, Mom.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
The privilege is all of ours.
Have a glass of water and enjoy. Because they're there with
I
you.
Will. Thank
they're
you
there
so
with
much.
You. You're welcome.
You're so welcome,
you,
my dear.
You
God
people are
you.
You both are phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
You've made
thank
it. You've
so
made
much.
An old mom happy.
Well, thank you. And don't forget to like.
You have
here.
A great
this
evening, ladies.
Normal,
thank
guys.
You so much.
We love
you're,
you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
My mother,
bye-bye.
On the
have
side.
A good night.
Phenomenal.
You too. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, honey.
Did you
bye.
Hear that, Mom? That she said we were phenomenal.
I know.
Ladies are.
I love that. Oh, she
all
just
right,
made
guys.
My whole
that
year.
That was so cute. Well, let's see
so
if we can
sweet.
Get Barbara back on and see what she's got to say, because see if a connection's better. So we're going to go ahead and bring in Barbara 570L.
That's who that
hello?
Gabriel message was
Barbara.
For, by the way, Leif.
Okay. Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Barbara.
Can you hear me now?
We
yes,
can.
Yes, can hear you now, Barbara.
Okay.
Are you like by the mountains
ear,
or something?
I got it on speaker.
Are you by the mountains? Do you live by mountains?
In Pennsylvania, yeah.
Okay, because as soon as you jumped on, I got a gentleman coming in going, the mountains, the mountains.
Oh,
I was just curious.
Are you near old railroad tracks?
I got railroad tracks around, yeah.
Okay, because, like, I'm getting, like, you know, the guy from Monopoly with the hat. What's his name? You know, the guy that waves from the train. That's what I just got.
Oh, huh.
Kind of weird, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So your area code says about you, Barbara, besides the fact that, we, you know, the stuff we're already getting. You're following God's wisdom in your decision to make healthy life changes. Hello?
Hello?
Did we meet her? Again.
Uh-oh, are you there?
No, she's here.
I'm here.
She's here.
Okay. did you hear me or
something about life decisions or something? Because there was a lot of noise there.
Yeah. So page again. I told you it's for some reason they don't want me to keep going to this page. I don't know what it is. You're following God's wisdom in your decision to make healthy life changes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to, like, you know, watch your calorie intake, cholesterol? It just feels like you're going through a whole change. Like, it's time for you time.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking today.
Well, they're supporting the idea, but they also want you to take it slow. Like, just don't go out, like, and do one of these, like, you know, crazy grapefruit diets or whatever. They really want you to plan it out. So whether that means scheduling a video call with, like, a dietitian or, you know, when you get – I don't know. Okay, hold on. So they want you to schedule an appointment with your physician first, then a dietitian, and then the physical trainers. That's what they call them. I was going to be like the coach.
Mm-hmm.
The physical trainer, because there's stuff that you can do even at home. With just stuff you have around your house, but just make sure you get the clearance with the doctors first.
Okay.
Because somebody's suggesting that maybe when you were younger, you made a maybe yo-yo diet or something, because they're like, do it right this time.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a specific area or question that you want us to look into for you before I hand you off to Joni?
Not really, just whatever you can get.
Okay, Joni. I'm handing it to you.
Batter's up. Okay, so there's a gentleman on the other side. He wants to talk about relationships and distance. He's talking about reconnecting with family, long-lost friends, something about this nature. And then the other, he's talking about the changing of your hair. So I don't know if you're, like, going gray or what this is, but I'm seeing dark-haired, and he's like, give it a cut. So I think he's heavily suggesting getting a haircut. I don't know. Because he came
a
bob,
I got one scheduled
like a hair
Friday.
Bob. Oh,
she's a makeover.
Okay. Yeah, he's showing me this, and he's like, talk about the hair changes and the bob, the haircut. So he's really liking it. I think that's what he's going on about. He's like, you know what the funny thing is? She's very artistic and creative herself. So he's like, I'm not surprised. You know, she knows when, like, okay, I got to make changes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. There's something about artistic flair. So he's like, let's talk about you creating a workspace for yourself to do artwork or to do beadwork or something crafting. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's like doing crafting work. He goes, this is where you're going to find a lot of inner peace. He goes, you let your creativity flow. Because he's like, there's been a blockage for a while. It's almost like you got like writer's block or something like this. Because he's like, she's kind of sitting there going, what do I do now? And he's like, just create a space. You know that saying, if you build it, they will come? You know?
Yeah.
So he's kind of giving you that adage, like, create it and it will happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much all that I've got really coming forward at this time. Again, it's the same thing like Lisa was saying. He's like, I want you to pay attention to health. He just like, you're mm-hmm. doing okay. Just really pay attention to your, like, your electrolytes, your blood sugar levels, taking better care of your health, drinking more water, just taking care of the physical. Because when you take care of the physical, you're also paying attention to the spiritual side. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it. He talks about you, actually. He's just mentioning to me now. He's like, she's actually a little more spiritual than she believes. She may not be speaking it so much, but you do look into the metaphysical or the occult. He's talking about you seeing and looking up things. That makes sense
yeah.
to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's like, there's a reason why you're curious about it. He goes, pull that thread, darling. Don't be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, do you make jewelry?
No, I haven't, no.
Did
I
you at one point?
Making earrings. I don't know.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, it feels like you make, like, earrings and necklaces, but they also have some sort of protection value.
Okay.
Ooh, she could be doing crystal
so like
work, making earrings with crystals.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're like it's like a protection amulet, a pendulum, like things that, you know, Joni and I buy all the time. Stuff like that. Because she's not playing when she says that they want you to make a craft room. It just feels like it's going to be your center focus because you're very talented at many things. And so within doing the activities that you already love, it's like a form of meditation. It helps relax you.
Okay.
But I also see
and
some
I don't
property.
Know, do you see the cats around her? Because I see, like, a lot of cats. Have you, like, owned cats over your lifetime?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've seen cat after cat after cat, and there's ones that are like, thank you for helping us, like, because you rescued them.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah.
thank you for that. Cause, so these cats that are in spirit, they're still actually wandering around you.
Wow.
Yeah.
which is really cool. There's one that's a stripey-looking, what do you call those striped cats that look like tigers? But they're not tigers, they're...
I know. I don't know what you call me. I call them tiger cats, so there you go for me.
Yeah. There's a stripey one, and he's just the one that's like, I was so thankful that she took care of me.
Wow.
So I don't know if, like, you maybe had him for a short while and gave him to someone, or if you had him and then he transitioned.
Yeah, we brought some strays in and took care of them and then adopted them out.
Yeah, because he's making me feel like it's just that short term, but he's like, I'm so thankful for you. He goes, you know what the funny thing is? A lot of people don't realize, like, animals really do understand people. They understand the vibration. So the vibration that you're at and that you operate on. He's like, she's such a loving person. Like, we knew we were being rescued. You know, like, they look to you like, oh, my God, the Savior. Like, she's saving us. Like, I love her.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
very
thankful for that.
Wow.
He's making me feel like, you know what, she even went to the point of, like, getting pet insurance, making sure we had all our needles. Like, this is how involved you were in saving and taking care of them. Right?
You're
so he just wants to
be
empty for that.
You were the important first step for them because you were the first person that they had contact with that made them feel safe, wanted,
and loved.
Wow.
And that's all that they ever want. But when you adopt or rescue... they never forget what you've done
forget
for
it.
Them, ever.
That's right.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Thank you for doing that, Barbara. A lot of people don't, you know? And it's so sweet when I meet people who are willing to do that. It takes a big heart, you know?
Yeah.
And you made each one feel special and just for being them. Like, I don't know how, you know what I mean, Jen. I don't know how to really express it. It's like, you're here, you're safe, I'm going to keep you warm, I'm going to feed you, we're going to get you stronger, and it's okay to just be you. And they love that because you were the first step in their recovery, so you were the first person to actually see them blossom and make them feel very, very safe and loved.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you for so much calling back, Barbara. I'm so glad we got you.
Yep,
yes, thank you.
Thank you,
Barbara.
Yep.
Take care. God bless.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was good.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Are you guys ready for another one?
Bring them on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. So this is the last one. It's area code 928.
I don't think we've ever had a 928. Right here.
Hello?
Right here.
Hello.
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 Who are we speaking with?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Your area code says about you. Let's see. Your faith and focus on serving a purpose has put you in the flow of abundant divine support. Can you say ka-ching?
I hope so.
Well, because Spirit's saying that they're sending lots of abundance your way. Like, I'm seeing forms of, like, you know, accreditation, money, like, awards, citations from the city for doing something. It's one of those, you know, those, you know, the things that you frame and put on your wall.
I would hope.
Obviously.
But
obviously, I don't have any, so if I did, I'd know what these were. It just feels like that you're the giver and you never really get anything in return. Not that you were looking for anything in return, but it's your time now. And as much as the situation is with the COVID, you know, I just want you to know that good things are coming to you, although you might have been robbed a little bit of shine here and there, but it's not going to go unnoticed. Like, it's time that they start giving back to you because you're the giver. And it might be in small forms, like whether somebody, a complete stranger, buys you, like, a cup of coffee or, you know, says, oh, no, I got it. You know what I mean? Let them do that because you've earned it. Now, what is this thing that's come? It feels like, was there an event that was rescheduled and they haven't given out the new date yet?
I'm not sure.
Was there a save a date or something that came around and then had to be rescheduled?
I'm not clear on that. I've just been in turmoil with suicide, trying to save my mom. Just one thing after another.
Oh, so just
no,
the regular week like you have here.
There is a female on the other side that's actually telling me that you run what's like, she's a little more blunt, if I can say that. She's like, oh, it's like her house is a shelter system. People are in and out, in and out. She's helping everybody. And it's like, it's not a negative thing, but it's just like a holy crap, like there's so much going on. She's like,
right.
Do you have permission to shut down and tell everybody, you know what, I got to lay a boundary down. I need to deal with something. Do you know what I mean? She's like, you have permission to do that. Don't feel terrible or bad about having to turn people away or saying no. Do you know what I mean? Because she's like, find your voice. Who's the lady with the blue eyes? There's a lady with blue eyes that's on the other side. And they almost look like, you know when you get like a glaucoma, it goes over the eyes. It's like a clear, not clear, it's like a cloudy.
Pardon? Grandmother?
Well, silver. Could be.
Could be grandmother or aunt.
She's talking about eating boiled potatoes and salt fish or something like this, like boiled fish, boiled potato, everything plain.
Everything
Would
clean.
Would you understand that? Yeah.
Like a blend.
Like,
maybe high cholesterol.
Yeah, she's like, you might add a pinch of salt, but that's it. Like, she's really watching what she takes in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She's the one that's watching over you, and she's talking about lamb chops or lamb chop. I don't know what that word means, but I just heard the word lamb chop. So she's just watching over you, and she's wanting to let you know it's okay to take time for yourself and to ease back and allow the universe to take care of what needs to be taken care of. You need to focus on getting – because when you run dry, how are you good for anyone else, right?
True.
This is the biggest thing I think she really wants to bring forward. And then she's talking about bingo dabbing. Bingo dabbing, bingo, bingo. That's all I keep hearing. And then finding dimes. Would you understand that?
Not really. No.
Okay, she's like, maybe even a quarter, but it's finding dimes. She's like, finding the coins.
Okay.
There's like a small change purse. She's like, I used to give allowance to the kids, and the kids would get like a dollar a week. And that was a big thing back then.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
they're all in quarters in a bag. I have no idea.
Now,
she's just making me feel like big change. That would be allowance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just pulled three cards, and you heard what Joni and I just said to you. It's an invitation to a social event, the need to balance emotions and, like, just spreading yourself too thin, abundance, things that look very good, but you need to have patience at this time and make long-term plans because you can't keep going at this speed forever.
True.
And then memories from your history or childhood, issues regarding children, which is what you're helping because somebody didn't get what they needed when they were growing up, and it's sad that we've had so many suicides. There's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it. Everybody is worthy. Everybody is valued or has a value, and everybody's needed. We might not know the reason right away, but we're needed. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you give, but your cookie jar is going to run empty, and then you're not going to be good to anybody else. You need to just set a limit, like, oh, I can only take so many, or I want to say you need to, like, put your foot down with the rules of the house. That seems to be where they're taking a little bit more. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, they want this, they want that. You're going to have to dial it back because, I mean, we can't have the angels like you walking amongst us bone dry and nothing to replenish. Because they
basically,
just don't
you gotta
want
create
people
balance.
Like you every day. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, balance is needed.
Yes, it's been difficult after my sister's suicide and she got starved my mother down to 83 pounds. So
was your mother partially
I've been trying to level her. And
was your mother partially blind or had a hard time seeing?
She does now. It's pretty much everything. She's some memory, hands she's lost, she hardly sees. But she's been seeing a lot of spirits walk through my house, and then I ask her, are they of light, and then they disappear.
You know what she's seeing a lot of, too, that they're showing me is actually the angel, that's going to be taking her home. They're visiting with her. It's kind of like they're trying to give her, like, a practice run, if that's the word. I'm not sure how best to say it, but it's almost like they're trying to comfort her to show her it's going to be all right when her time does come.
Okay.
And they're kind of allowing her to understand the process because they want her to be aware. Because sometimes people with dementia who cross don't have that opportunity for whatever reason. I'm not myself sure why sometimes that happens, but they kind of get lost for a while. So spirit, I know, will always try to come in and see them beforehand to kind of give them an understanding of what to expect when the time does come, right? So it's kind of like a gentle guiding process. And this is occurring with your mother right now. There is an older woman on the other side that is helping with the situation. She's also talking about the month of September. Would you understand this?
Yes, I've already lost two people, and we're coming up on the two-year anniversary.
Anniversary, that's right. So they're just letting you know that they are still around, and they very much appreciate and thank you for all that you have done and continue to do. They want you to understand that this is a perfect time for you to just focus on what you feel is important and learn to start putting boundaries down and telling everybody else, not now. I'm sorry, boundaries. You know what I mean? And that also includes letting go of fear and or anger with others because that's going to limit you on what you need to do for yourself so you can be there for others. So the way the universe works, we cannot live our life unless there's balance. When balance is out of whack, everything else goes out of whack. And that's pretty much what they want you to understand. So that way you can bring about peace and comfort to yourself and to the ones around you. Okay?
Okay. Will it be this September or next September?
I'm not sure. They just wanted me to talk about the month of September to validate it for you so you would know that these are your loved ones that are here. Okay? And they're helping with this journey, with this process. So when you feel like you're running dry, learn to put boundaries down, but you can also speak to your guides and helpers as well as your loved ones because they are always around and protecting and helping you the best they can. Okay?
And it's okay to use the word no, you know. Because I know they knock on your door way too often when they can do some of this on their own, but it's okay to say no once in a while and mean it.
So I hate to cut this short, but we are running out of time. If you would like to continue doing a further read, you can reach either Lisa, who is known as the Purple Dahlia, not your average medium, or myself, Joni White Buffalo. We're both found on the Live Paranormal page as well as on Facebook.
Will do. Do you see me getting my trailer back?
Not yet. Not yet. I feel like it's going to be a while. There's something about discrepancies in paperwork signing with another female.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
You take care and thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Sorry, Lisa, I just noticed, like, we're right on the dime.
No, I know that.
And there you go.
Yeah. Thank you guys for doing this tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you
Pleasure's
so much.
All
we
ours.
Love you guys.
Yes,
love
have a good night, you guys.
You all rock. Thank you.
You rock. Thank you, guys.
Yes,
we love you. Bye.
Hi. Love you, too. Bye.
It would have been weird if I had said love you, too. That would have been weird. It would have been like talk about like the most awkward. It might have been the most awkward statement I ever made in all
of
history.
It would have been more awkward than his hot minute, right?
Yeah, love you guys too, because you know that would sound so weird. Even thinking it, like I thought that just was like, wow, that would have been weird.
Yeah.
Write that down as one thing that I should never say in that kind of setting.
Right.
Because it just would sound.
Yeah, it would probably come out. It would sound weird for you. Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a very kind and caring person, but just for me to be like, hey, love you guys. it's funny because I don't think I've ever said that in like that type of setting.
Free of anything. Yeah.
At anything ever. Never ever.
Yeah.
So, why start now?
That's right.
It doesn't even sound like something I would even remotely say.
No. Nope. It would definitely sound weird. It would be hard to believe because, like, not you.
Now, I can say that maybe with a hint of sarcasm, I might have said something like that before. But not even with a hint, like a total, the opposite of a hint, of sarcasm.
Right. Blatant, obvious.
Yeah, blatant sarcasm. I guess that would be the opposite of, because, you know, people
are
always like, well, a hint of sarcasm. But then there's like no.
Yeah, you blow that one away.
Never,
you're like, hint, what the hell is a hint?
Right. There's no actual, like, when you just say, you know, I was being sarcastic or sarcasm, that doesn't like actually nail home the point of a lot of times what I say. So I think I do like the blatant sarcasm. I think that is, I've never heard that used before, but I think that's like an accurate description. So I give you credit for that one. And I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay.
I'm not
being
blatantly sarcastic. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, next week we return with our standard interviews. And you know, we have a full lineup, and I think we also have a Saturday night or two coming up with some big time guests. So, you know, look for that release.
Look for me doing those from work because I work nights largely. That's cool though.
But we set them up like in May, so, you know.
Right. Well, I can, like I said, I can do it from work. No, not a problem. Might lead to an even more interesting interview with the spirits at my work. You never know. You know?
I hope so.
You know. That'd be good, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's been real. Have a wonderful night. I know I will be going right back to sleep now.
That is good.
Very good for me.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everybody.
You.
Take care. Bye.